proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and it's my delight to be with you. And today in the studio, we have a very special guest with us. In fact, he traveled about halfway around the world to be with us. Welcome to the studio, Brother Joe Nicor from the Philippines.
Thank you, Brother Aaron, and thank you also for the opportunity to be in the broadcast today.
Well, thank you, and mabuhay to you and all of our Filipino friends around the world, too. I'm sure they're listening today.
Yeah, mabuhay.
Well, very good. Well, you have been a part of a recent four-day focus of Jewish missions that we have every year, and you shared your burden for Jewish missions, especially teaching and helping those in the Philippines understand it. So tell us a little bit about IBJM and what's going on in the Philippines.
Yeah, first and foremost, I would like to introduce myself. I'm Brother Joe Peter Nicor from the Philippines, and my wife is Mayrel, and we have three children. And I am pastoring a church in Dasmariñas, Cavite, somewhat outskirts of Manila. And I've been pastoring there for 14 years now. 16 years. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to be part of the four-day focus this week. It has always been my desire to be in the training and to know more about Jewish evangelism. And I would like to thank also Dr. Frampton, Brother Mark Osman, for coming to the Philippines on September 2009, introducing to our churches what Jewish missions is all about. And I think I'll start with how Jewish missions started in the Philippines, and we can put this in Pastor Mandy's passion. Pastor Armando Kalinisan, known to be Pastor Mandy, is one of the Filipinos who got enlisted in U.S. Navy facility in Subic, Zambales years before. He retired in U.S. and got saved there and became member of Trinity Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida. He surrendered his life and went back to the Philippines in 1994 and became a missionary. He established a good church there in a school. His passion for Jewish mission started when he went back to the U.S. to visit his grandchildren. And while driving in the freeway, he is listening on a preaching on Romans 1:16. And what interests him is that why Baptist pastors hate Israel. And realizing his mistake, he pulled over and prayed, asking the Lord for forgiveness, with a promise that whenever and whoever I will invite him to preach, he will preach on Romans 1:16. Although there are already pastors in the Philippines to support Jewish missions before, yet the movement of encouraging churches to support Jewish missions started with Pastor Mandy, or when Pastor Mandy met a friend. His name is Pastor Vic Cornell. He has been supporting Jewish missions through Jews for Jesus before. So they both agreed, and not only that they both agreed on certain things, they both agreed to encourage pastors to join with them in supporting Jewish missions. So on September 2009, was the first meeting on Jewish missions held at Bacoor Baptist Church in the Church of Pastor Mandy. The meeting was attended by church workers, Bible students, and of course pastors. And it brought fires in the hearts of many pastors and became the beginning of the brand name for Pastor Mandy, Mr. To the Jew First. Interestingly, churches decided to open their hearts, that led to the opening of their pockets for Jewish missions. With missionary Ricky Orias and other pastors, we have a group of pastors there, we call it FIBAP, Fellowship of Independent Baptist Pastors, decided to dive in with Pastor Mandy concerning this, and by the grace of God, for the past 10 years, the Lord has opened doors and encouraging churches, and more or less 600 churches and individuals are now supporting the movement from the Philippines.
So again, we have Brother Joe Nicor from the Philippines joining us, and he's been explaining about Jewish missions and the heart and desire and really the growth of this movement to help in Jewish missions among churches and Bible-believing Christians in the Philippines. And this has been an encouragement to my heart to see this and the vision from the late Brother Mandy Kalanisa, who's now with the Lord, but Brother Joe Nicor is carrying on that ministry. So thank you. Salamat, Brother Joe.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll be back again later, as we will talk more about the ministry to the Jew First from the Philippines. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.